In the lunchtime edition, the Barbados Central Bank reports economic growth of 4% last year and predicts 3% growth this year. Prime Minister Motley asked the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to try to ensure that any deportation of Barbadians from the U.S. is done in a dignified way. Meantime, Caribbean diplomats in the U.S. hold an emergency meeting to discuss deportation concerns. 10 St. Lucie residents bestowed the Pride of Barbados Award. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados economy grew by 4% last year, the third consecutive year of growth, and the 14th consecutive quarter of economic expansion, with 3% growth expected for 2025 and 2026. Presenting the review of Barbados's economic performance for 2024, Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge said the growth was driven by the continued strong performance of the tourism sector. He reports that inflation slowed, unemployment fell, the debt-to-GDP ratio declined, and the foreign reserves reached record levels.
We saw inflation also moderating to 1.4%, occasioned by easing of international prices. Also, unemployment rate at the end of the third quarter fell to 7.1% compared to 8.3% at the end of September 2023. We saw the reserve reaching a record high of $3.2 billion. And given the economic expansion and the performance on fiscal, the debt-to-GDP ratio continued to contract, coming to 103% by the end of the year. The banks remain and the financial remain quite healthy and well-capitalized. And it also find credit quality improving with the non-performing loans easing from 5% to 4.1%, one of the lowest in history.
He highlighted the impact of tourism.
Overall, tourism performance was very robust. We had growth 2024 on 2023, 7.1% increase in long-stay arrivals. The United States market, we had a 29% growth on the previous year, 2023, quite above our pre-pandemic year. We had a 13% increase in arrivals from Canada. The UK market has rebounded. In terms of cruise, an additional 53 cruise ship calls in 2024.
A slightly lower rate of growth is projected for this year and 2026.
Our forecast is for 3% growth in 2025 and 2026 annual average moving outward. The economy has reached a size now sufficient that is bigger than it was in pre-COVID period. And we estimate that the natural growth expansion that can be reasonably accommodated will be 3%. Of course, we're targeting higher than that, 5%, depending on the investment. This 3% is predicated very much on continued investment by both the public sector and private sector.
Governor of the Barbados Central Bank, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, in the lunchtime edition. The CARICOM chairman, the Barbados Prime Minister, Mia Motley, hopes the Trump administration's new immigration policy allows migrants to return to their native country in a dignified manner. President Trump has cracked down on illegal immigrants since returning to the White House for a second term, and his immigration and customs enforcement teams have carried out several raids and deported hundreds of people using military planes. Speaking with reporters at State House after the presentation of the Pride of Barbados Awards to residents of St. Lucie, Ms. Motley stressed that every sovereign state reserves the right to carry out policy to protect its interests. But she has asked the Foreign Affairs Ministry to ensure that the repatriation exercise for Barbadians is done decently.
We have to recognize that each country has the right to pursue its own policies and to protect its own laws. Whether we like the way in which it is being done or not is a different story, but you have to respect the fact that a sovereign country can do what it needs to do to protect its own laws. I do hope that there will be conversations that will allow countries who are receiving the time to be able to ensure that we can do this in a dignified way. And I certainly have asked my Ministry of Foreign Affairs to coordinate to see what they can do to ensure that any sending back of persons will be done in a dignified way.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley. Meantime, the various Caribbean consulates in the U.S. will be hosting an emergency meeting to discuss the ongoing deportation saga. Barbados's Consul General at New York, Lorenza Harewood.
In the Consul Corps, we've scheduled an emergency meeting soon, simply to discuss, you know, some of the concerns coming before us and to try to figure out what is our collective stance and collective position and collective communication regarding the matter. As far as the concerns coming before us, they're the anticipated ones, given everything that has happened, if I could describe it that way. But we're having conversations with the persons in the diaspora, relevant persons, and just trying to ensure that they have as much information at their disposal with regards to, you know, their rights, eligibilities when it comes to citizenship as a Barbadian as well, but also their rights as legal immigrants.
Barbados's Consul General at New York, Lorenzo Harewood. A total of 10 residents of St. Lucie were recipients of the Pride of Barbados Award for their significant contributions they made in their communities. President Dame Sandra Mason presented the awards as part of the National Honors for the Regathering exercise. Curator of the Lodge Cricket Ground, Trevor Boyce, was one of the awardees for his dedicated service in preparing cricket pitches for the last 32 years. He said he's honored to be recognized.
I've been doing that for the last 32 years, which is mostly voluntary work that I've been doing there. I've had the likes of like Kimar Roach, who has passed through my hands there at the ground. I feel so honored, despite that I'm not a person who adores the spotlight. I feel very honored to be here today.
And Fiona Griffith was pleased to be awarded for her contribution to community service.
But I'm a community person. I do a lot of community work in St. Lucie and across Barbados. Community is me. It's my heart. It's my passion.
How do you feel about receiving this distinguished award?
I am honored. I was pleasantly surprised, but very honored. And I am happy giving God thanks. Yes, I'm giving God thanks for that.
Government MP Neil Rowe back in court to answer to a rape charge, or Barry Wilkinson reports.
Neil Rowe walked solo into the Supreme Court just after 11:30 this morning, but his case has not got underway as yet before Justice Randall Worrell. There is still a pending case inside Supreme Court number 2. The parliamentarian Rowe, who is represented by senior counsel Michael Lashley, is accused that he had sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18, 2022, without her consent or was reckless as to whether she consented. The matter, which has been rescheduled at least twice for the 2024 sizes, never got off the ground due to several adjournments.
Barry Wilkinson. Anguilla's Premier Ellis Webster has set the dates for the country's general elections as February 25th and 26th, giving candidates just 1 month to secure voter support. And dozens of people have been killed in a pre-dawn stampede in northern India as tens of millions of Hindus gathered to take a dip in sacred river waters on the most auspicious day of a six-week festival. Our top stories. The Barbados Central Bank reports economic growth of 4% last year, largely driven by tourism, and predicts 3% growth for this year. Prime Minister Maltley asked the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to try to ensure that any deportation of Barbadians from the U.S. is done in a dignified way. Meantime, Caribbean diplomats in the U.S. are holding an emergency meeting to discuss deportation concerns. 10 St. Lucie residents bestowed the Pride of Barbados Award. Government MP Neil Rowe back in court to answer to a rape charge. And Anguillans to vote in general elections next month. And in India, dozens of people killed in a stampede at the Kumbh Festival. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bapp. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network on Instagram and Facebook now.